For this Wednesday, January 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night, North Posey girls basketball lost at Heritage Hills 49-38. The Vikings are 11-8 on the year. They have just four games left in the regular season. North Posey plays again on Saturday afternoon versus Pike Central. Maverick girls basketball also had a game at home last night and lost to Carmi 46-37. The Wildcats are 7-14 overall, and they have only four games left in their regular season. They play again on Saturday afternoon at home against Fairfield. In high school girls wrestling, there are several North Posey and Mount Vernon State qualifiers from the Bloomington South Regional Meet this past Saturday. There are two North Posey girls wrestling state qualifiers, Kenna Kleinsmith at 110 pounds and Addie Gamblin at 125 pounds. From Mount Vernon girls wrestling, there are also two wrestling state qualifiers, Maddie McCarty at 140 pounds and Ambrin Siddons at 145 pounds. The state finals begin this Friday with the Parade of Champs at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, and the first round begins at 9 a.m. Central Time at the Coliseum at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. From local college sports last night, Evansville men's basketball could not win back-to-back conference games as they lost in overtime to Bradley 94-90. Leif Moeller scored 26 points and Bryce Quinette added 20 points for UE. The Aces are 5-14 on the year and 1-7 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville doesn't play again until next Tuesday at Illinois Chicago. Indiana men's basketball got beat at 12th-ranked Michigan State last night 81-60. IU was only down 7 points at halftime but got outscored 42-28 in the second half. Lamar Wilkerson was the lone player in double figures for Indiana with 19 points. The Hoosiers are 12-5 in the season and 3-3 in the Big Ten. They are home on Saturday afternoon against Iowa. This evening, 5th-ranked Purdue is home with Iowa at 5:30. The Boilermakers have won 7 straight games. They are 15-1 and 5-0 in the Big Ten. The Kentucky Wildcats are at LSU at 6 o'clock. The Cats sit at 10-6 and 1-2 in the SEC. And also 13th-ranked Illinois heads to Northwestern at 7:30. The Fighting Illini have won 5 straight games as they are 13-3 and 4-1 in the Big Ten. In the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers are at home taking on the Toronto Raptors at 6 o'clock. The Pacers are riding their longest winning streak of the season, which is 3 games. They have a 9-31 record. In some off-season Major League Baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals continue their unloading of veteran players on their roster. The most recent one to go in a trade was third baseman Nolan Arenado yesterday. The Cardinals and Arizona D-backs agreed to the trade that will send 22-year-old right-handed pitcher Jack Martinez to St. Louis. Martinez was an 8th-round pick from the 2025 MLB draft out of Arizona State. Arenado is owed $42 million over the next 2 seasons, and Arizona will receive $31 million in the deal. However, the present-day impact for the Cardinals comes out to be less than that, as St. Louis will pay out the $6 million in deferred money owed to Arenado, which isn't payable until 2040-2041. Arenado is 34 years old. He is a 10-time Gold Glove winner, 8-time All-Star, and has won 6 Platinum Glove Awards and 5 Silver Sluggers. He had one of his worst offensive seasons last year, as he only had a batting average of .237. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, January 14th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.